Hi, this is Professor George. This week you read or watched A Raisin in the Sun. Lorraine Hansberry was the first black woman to have a play performed on Broadway, and in 1959 she won the prestigious New York Drama Critics Award. This prompted many critics to wonder if she had won because the play was so well written or because she was a black woman, a special case. In June 1959, writer and award-winning critic Gerald Wheels was so bold as to say that Hansberry won because of her race and gender. According to Wheels, if the award had been given based on merit alone, then Tennessee Williams, a white male playwright, should have won. Whether Wheels was correct or not is arguable, but his comments raised an interesting question. Should great literature be raceless? Wheels wrote, and I quote, "The playwright who is Negro is faced with a special problem. A black playwright with serious intentions has to avoid both pitfalls, has to write not a Negro play, but a play in which the characters are Negro." End of quote. In other words, Wheels was suggesting that black writers should not write literature about their culture. They should write literature that would appeal to white audiences by addressing so-called universal topics and themes. On the other hand, some people have said that there is no such thing as raceless literature. They say that all literature has race markers. So-called raceless literature simply has white culture instead of black or Latino or other markers. So who's right? Before I present the questions, I want you to think about what black literature is. And I want you to think about what Wheels said, that a serious playwright needs to write a play in which the characters are Negro, but not the ideas. I want you to think about Tyler Perry. When Tyler Perry makes a movie featuring his signature character Medea, it is clearly a black film and not a film that just happens to feature black actors. The issues the characters face, the attitudes they exhibit, and even their communication styles are based in the African-American tradition. But when Will Smith performed in the Men in Black movies, he was part of a film that had a black actor, but was not a black film. And what do we do about The Cosby Show? What category would that fall into? So I have three questions for you. And the first two are really just different sides of the same coin. Question number one. Each of you signed up to take a course in black literature. If I assigned you to read literature by black writers, but the stories and films and poems had no black characters and no topics or themes that would be considered racial, would that be acceptable? Should those texts be considered African-American texts? And why? Question number two is the reverse of that. Again, you signed up to take a course in African American literature. Would it be okay for me to assign stories and plays that dealt with black characters and black topics, but they were written by white writers? Should they be considered black literature? And to put it another way, what makes something black literature? Finally, question number three has to do with whether we should even be thinking in terms of black literature. Should we even be teaching a course called African American Literature? Is race still a relevant topic in the United States today? Wheels' idea of raceless literature works if we have a raceless society, but do we? We have a black president. We have integrated schools. But recent events have suggested that race still does matter. For example, recently when a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial featured a white woman, a black dad, and a biracial daughter, viewer response was overwhelmingly nasty. In fact, the manufacturer even considered pulling the advertisement. As well, the Lifetime Network received lots of negative feedback after announcing that Zendaya, who is mixed race, and I hope I pronounced her name correctly, that she would play deceased singer Aaliyah, who's African American, in an upcoming movie. Many people didn't think that was right. So the third question is this: does race still matter? Is race still a relevant topic for Americans today, or do we live in a race-less society? And give me some examples to support your view. So I'm excited to hear what you think. Let the conversations begin.